Hey mamas, let's dive into the B word, boundaries. I know that boundaries are all the rage, but for good reason. Bottom line, they're a game changer in your divorce and life. And most of us have learned the hard way that we need them, but we don't know where to start. Most of the mamas in our program are recovering people pleasers, peacekeepers, and the ones who prepackage themselves for others until they run their course with that and see that this isn't serving them. Besides, a worn-out, frustrated, frazzled mother running on fumes isn't going to have much to give if she continues on this way. I know boundaries can feel hard and complicated and unnerving because you don't want to upset, hurt, or anger anyone else. Well, here's a newsflash. Try as you may, you don't control how someone else responds to anything. And where are you in all of this? Are you ready to stop saying yes when you want to say no? Are you ready to reconsider how you are showing up for yourself and others? Are you ready to debunk the myths surrounding boundaries? Are you ready to stop betraying yourself? Are you ready to step out of unnecessary pain and suffering and find a better way? Good. Let's learn a new language and breathe in a new way of being, one that is calm, clear, and intuitive. I'm calling this conversation New Boundaries, New You. Hi there, mamas. Welcome to the Intuitive Divorce Podcast. I'm Kristen Noel, certified divorce coach and creator of the Best Self Intuitive Divorce, a game-changing program that transforms the experience and outcomes of divorce, one mother at a time. I call it Divorcing Differently. I'm here each week bringing you a quick message to support, inspire, and empower you to achieve the outcomes you want for yourself and your kids. So let's dive into today's episode. To say that boundary work is powerful would be an understatement. In fact, divorce or no divorce, this is a topic that should be taught in school. Can you even imagine how that would have changed the trajectory of your life? But I digress. This is a topic that we dive into regularly with the mamas in our coaching program because it's a game changer in divorce. It's a game changer in identifying how you got here in the first place so you can heal the emotional wounds of the past. It's a game changer in how you show up in your divorce so you can set the emotional tone for you and your kids of how you will experience the process. And it's a game changer in the outcomes you reach and the condition you arrive in so you can protect yourself, feel good about how you do it, and begin to build a future on your terms. Simply put, it cuts through the unnecessary chaos and get you where you want to go faster. Boundaries are the gateway to transforming your experience of your divorce. They can feel like walls, but they're actually new beginnings. And at a time when a mama is feeling so powerless, learning how to create healthy boundaries puts her back in control of the things she can control. And I get how that may feel like learning a new language or flexing a new muscle. So many of us were never taught how to communicate consciously and effectively, or to give voice to our own needs and desires. Further to that, we may have considered doing so a bad thing or selfish, that we would upset someone else, that they would be mad at us, that this was a zero-sum game. But nothing could be further from the truth. Having no boundaries doesn't make us a good person. It makes us a vulnerable one. There are many parts to boundaries. Understanding where you need one. Identifying what excuse you're making that prevents you from creating one. Taking action. And honoring and protecting them. First of all, let's get clear on one key takeaway. Boundaries are about you and you, not about anyone else. Remember, crossing your own boundary is betraying yourself. So how do you flip that? If you recognize that this is a place that makes you a bit uncomfortable, good. You're not alone. I can't even begin to tell you how many mothers staring down a divorce say, "I'm just not good at boundaries." You know where it starts? Right there with that awareness. When we begin to see where things are not working, where there are unhealthy patterns of behavior, where there is anger or pain, and where we're shrinking and losing parts of ourselves, where something is missing. We need to harness the power of that awareness and take action. That sounds perfectly reasonable, but how? A divorce is a declaration, not just about the division of assets and a co-parenting plan. It's about who you want to be in your life and how you want to feel. It's about redefining how you are going to treat yourself and how you're going to allow others to treat you as well. It's a new way of being for you and your kids. Consider what you want to model for your children and the skills you hope that they have to navigate healthy relationships. Let's teach them what no one taught us before so they can avoid these growing pains. We have to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. This is how we demonstrate the power of boundaries in our lives to others. Maybe you need boundaries with your soon-to-be ex, or friends and family, coworkers, or even your kids. Consider the places in your life where you feel that you are not in alignment, where you don't speak up or tell the truth, where you say yes when you want to say no, where it feels like the path of least resistance, but you know that you'll pay the price for it later, where you sacrifice yourself and your well-being to avoid conflict. The reality is, that kind of avoidance is only a band-aid. You may tell someone what you think they want to hear and then suffer the consequences silently within. That comes at a cost to you. So where do you need to say no? It starts with giving yourself permission to nurture and support yourself and your no. No, I don't want to do that. No, I'm not available for that any longer. No, I can't divorce you and soothe you. No, I don't want to talk about that. No, you can't speak to me like that. Remember, we show people how to treat us and demonstrate what we will and won't do. And trust me, life will provide you with myriad opportunities to create boundaries. And that doesn't mean that people will get in line right away. This is where you need to stay the course and dedicate to the ultimate outcome and not give in. You already know that giving in doesn't work. Eventually, people will realize you mean business and there's a new sheriff in town. Eventually, they will get on board because you will no longer tolerate their behavior and you will get more accustomed to defending your needs. One mama who initially had to cohabitate with her narcissistic and difficult ex until her divorce settlement was completed had to learn how to flex new muscles of communication so that she could create limits around what she would and would not talk about and when. She went from hiding in her room to confidently shutting down the unhealthy discourse and walking away. In doing so, she laid new groundwork and rules of engagement that brought her so much more peace. Another mother had to firmly put her foot down and let her soon-to-be ex know that he had to abide by their co-parenting schedule and that just because something came up during his time, she couldn't be expected to cover for him. This is a common one. And I hate to say it, but many men are advised by attorneys to file for 50-50 custody for their children as a means of control and to avoid paying child support, but they have no mortal idea how to parent 50-50. And while we always encourage flexibility, when it comes to co-parenting, it also requires responsibility, accountability, and mutual respect. Another place boundaries come into play is having conversations with your ex and/or family members and friends. If your relationship with your spouse is contentious, create boundaries around what you will communicate about and how you will communicate. For example, you may only agree to discuss your children. If that's the case, create a statement to support that and refrain from taking the bait of a triggering ex. It could be something like this. In the spirit of successfully co-parenting and making child-focused decisions, I am only available to discuss our kids and their needs. That's it. Far too often, family members like to share unsolicited opinions about our decisions. Kindly let them know you aren't open to receive at the moment. You can say something simple like, "Your love and support of me and my kids means so much to me, more than you can even imagine. But I'm sure you can understand that this is a very emotional and tender time for me. I'm working through a lot and would like to process it before discussing. Thanks so much for understanding." And if any of these interactions go south, if there are any big outbursts or emotions, any crying, screaming, pleading, walk away. We are not in control of others and or how they choose to show up and feel. Let them process their own feelings. And remind the people pleaser in you that you can't change people no matter how hard you try. These are just a few examples that come up regularly for the mamas trying to navigate divorce differently. The women who are trying to reclaim lost pieces and parts of themselves and to lean into a new way of being in the world. Yes, it takes consciousness and practice, and it will likely feel uncomfortable initially, but suddenly, you will begin to witness calm in your nervous system and life. Boundaries are a path to freedom. You will take charge of how, what, who, and when you engage. Doesn't that sound like a relief? And what better time to start than now? Yes, right here in this upheaval and these emotions, you get to decide what comes next. So, no matter where you are, what's gone down this holiday season or not, pay attention to how you feel, acknowledge what isn't working, and consider what you could do to support a better choice for yourself. It's never too late to be your best self, Mama. Exhale unnecessary conflict. Inhale peace, ease, and clarity. And cheers to new boundaries and a new you. Thanks for listening to today's episode, but more importantly, for making this time for yourself. If you're a professional, independent mother facing off with divorce, struggling with your emotions, worried about your kids and your future, and want a better way to navigate it all, I've got two ways to completely change the trajectory of your divorce and your life starting today. The first is our free divorce workshop. In this training, you'll learn the three steps to get off the emotional roller coaster and take control of your divorce so you can save time, money, and heartache for you and your family. Simply go to intuitivedivorce.com/workshop. And the second way is to book a free strategy call with our team, where we'll dive into your situation, your struggles, what you really want, and outline a path to get you there. For a short video and the booking link, go to intuitivedivorce.com/call. Check it out, and I'll see you inside. Now I have a favor to ask you, Mama. If you enjoyed this conversation and were inspired in your own divorce, please subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss future juicy talks. And I'd be so grateful if you'd leave a review so together we can help other mamas walking in the same shoes.